Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care 93.7 FM, getting ready to start a new basketball season. We are off and running and continuing to chat about the ACCHS Tigers, and joined now by the first-year boys head coach, that is Corey Eckert. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, you're very familiar with Effingham, obviously familiar with the Northeast Kansas League in general, but you take over this Tigers program here in 2023 and 2024. Just how excited are you to step in on the sideline and take over the program?
Yeah, I'm excited to be the head coach out there at Effingham, and I've had a couple of years of experience assisting in the league at Mar Hill, and ready to take over and lead a program of my own and move forward in my journey here of coaching.
Well, there's certainly some players back from last year's team that won 14 games and was one of the top three teams in a very competitive Northeast Kansas League. Certainly some key seniors were lost, but how do you feel the roster construction is looking here early, and how are you feeling about the team heading into these first few games of the year?
Yeah, so they had a lot of seniors last year that contributed a lot of minutes and points and everything. So starting the year out, you know, we had limited experience of varsity, so it was a learning curve to get that going with us and the new staff and new players and new faces and everything like that. But guys have worked hard, and here we are in third week of practice, ready for the game on Friday, and everything's starting to come together and look good. And we're all excited. We're at that time of year where you're tired of practicing, and it's just time for that first game and kind of see where you're at and see where you need to go from there. In terms of players, James Sheets is the main returner from last year that had significant playing time, so I'm expecting him to kind of step up and take a leadership role and be in control of the offense and the team and the locker room. Another senior, Carter Swinson, you know, got a few opportunities last year, going to step into a much bigger role for us. And then Caden Burns, he's a junior, played football. He's starting quarterback, so he's got some varsity experience at the high school level now, and looking for him to take a big jump for us this year and provide quite a bit for us.
Then you spent some time, of course, as you mentioned, at Moore Hill Mounts Academy. That'll be your first opponent on Friday. You'll get him at home, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But it's hard to dissect, especially early on, what certain teams and how a certain league is going to look. But being familiar with this league over the last few years, Horton, of course, a team that made a run to a state tournament last year. You know, Moore Hill, Jackson Heights all have key returning pieces. Just what's kind of the overall thoughts on the league itself as we head into a new year?
Yeah, definitely. I think the league, you know, like you said, Horton is coming back from a state tournament run. So you look at them as being probably, you know, at the top or one of the favorites due to that. And then you got JCN, who just had a really good season in football, and a lot of those guys will be on the basketball court. So, you know, those teams I look at are pretty strong. And then you look at everybody else in the league, and, you know, Mar Hill, you know, brings back a lot. Jackson Heights, Oskaloosa, you know, Valley Falls, great coach, great team. So, yeah, I think it should be a good league, competitive league, a lot of unknowns, and kind of figure it out as we go. In terms of Mar Hill, this Friday, you know, first game, and definitely new coach for them and me. You know, you don't know what to expect truly. You know, I feel like me being at Mar Hill, I kind of have an idea of players and their skill set, so that kind of help in the prep work. But in terms of game wise, you just kind of make adjustments based on what you see and just run your stuff that you guys have been working on for 3 weeks and kind of go from there.
Well, there you go. Corey Eckert, ACCHS boys basketball coach, excited to get going on Friday night at home against Moore Hill Mounts Academy, diving right into league action as we get going here in 2023 and 2024. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for a few minutes, and good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.